Welcome back, everybody, to Tom's Trail Tales. I'm your host, Tom Funk, author of 50 Hikes in Michigan's Upper Peninsula and 50 Hikes on the Michigan and Wisconsin segments of the North Country Trail. And today we're going to continue our hike across Wisconsin. This is number 29 in the book, 50 Hikes in Michigan, Wisconsin's North Country Trail. And this will cover our hike through the Chequamegon and Nicolet National Forest, specifically the Porcupine Lake Wilderness. And if you've never hiked up in Wisconsin, especially the North Country Trail segment, it is a great segment of trail. A lot of national forests, a lot of wild areas. So highly recommend it if you ever have a chance. So let's put on the hiking boots. Let's thank my friend Adam Main in Kalamazoo for providing the music. And let's get going. So the topography, just like the previous segment, it is getting more hilly, and this is due to the past volcanic and glacial activity. And you'll hike eastward on this segment for the most part. The trail continues its southeast trajectory overall until Lake Owen, where it turns easterly, winding through the lakes, forests, rivers, and wetlands of the Chequamegon and Nicolet National Forests. You'll cross Porcupine Lake Road, enter the 4,000-acre Rainbow Lake Wilderness. And again, as a wilderness area, there's no trail markers. They're not allowed, nor is machinery to clear the trail. So when you walk through what appears to be treetops on either side of the trail, thank the hard work of the Forest Service and the local trail chapter. This area, I hiked it in the year 2000. And in 1999, they had a tremendous and devastating storm that knocked over entire swaths of forest. And the effects of the storm to this day are still noticeable. And there are several resources that indicate bears live here and they're at higher normal density. So especially with all that additional brush that came down, probably encouraged more bears to live there as well. And I even saw one when I hiked through this segment, although it hightailed it away from me when it took one look at me. So you're going to cross County Road D and leave the 7-mile hike through the wilderness behind and continue to negotiate the rolling topography eastward. And the trail crosses several Forest Service roads, and there continues to be plenty of places to camp and find water. Long Mile Lookout is a neat little spot about 2.5 miles from County Road D and sits on a rock outcropping, giving a great view to the east. And after Old Grade Road, enter the Marengo semi-primitive non-motorized area, not quite a wilderness, and pass through the Swedish settlement, a remnant of a farm abandoned in the 1930s. And these farms, well, they were settled by immigrants from Sweden, but abandoned during the Great Depression. You know, probably due to the usual reasons, you know, one being poor soils. The local trail chapter and National Forest have cleaned up the areas of trees and brush, taking over the ruins to allow for better viewing, as this is an important archaeological resource worth preserving. A trail shelter? Hey, did you hear that? Trail shelter. It's located just past the settlement. Keep hiking the hilly terrain eastward, crossing several more forest roads, then follow the shore of Beaver Lake on the north to the campground. How do you find this place? Well, the westernmost access point is just outside of the village of Drummond on US 63. And from Drummond, drive 1 mile east on US 63 and double back on old US 63 to the trailhead, which is a few hundred feet from the intersection. And the eastern trailhead for this segment is at Beaver Lake Campground. From the east and the town of Mellon, take County Road GG West 7.0 miles, turn north onto Forest Road 188. It's also called Hanson Road. Drive less than 1 mile, then turn west onto Forest Road 187, also known as Mineral Lake Road. When Mineral Lake Road turns north, continue straight on Forest Road 198. Just past intersection with Forest Road 387, look for signs directing you into Beaver Lake Campground. And from the west in Drummond, drive north on US 63, and at Grandview, turn south on County Road D, and in about 4.5 miles, turn east onto Forest Road 201, Club Lake Road for 3 miles, then north on Forest Road 202 for less than a mile, then east onto Forest Road 198 for about 5 miles to Beaver Lake. So there you go. That's how you find it. Facilities and services. Drummond has a grocery store, restaurant, financial services, and a modern campground. And there is a sporting goods store there last I knew. And so this makes a good stopping point for resupply. All right, so the hike. Let's take the trailhead at Old US 63. And this links to the Drummond Interpretive Trail. And the Village Drummond is about 1 mile to the west. So it's pretty close. So you'll continue southeast, immediately cross the US 63, and then head through noticeably hilly and forested terrain. The trail, it bisects and is part of the Drummond Ski Trail System. And hey, all you hikers, when we hike into trail systems that are used for ski trails, well, pay attention. This area takes advantage of the hilly and scenic terrain. I think that's why they go through there. So a side trail to your right takes you to the east about 0.5 mile to a parking area. So keep your eye open for that. This ski area stretches to the next road and parking area at Lake Owen. The Lake Owen picnic grounds are 3.3 miles into the segment hike. This developed picnic and day use area has toilets, picnic shelters, and potable water. Hike south, counterclockwise along Lake Owen, cross Porcupine Lake Road, and parallel the road in forest and hilly terrain. You'll see the road from the trail at this point. It's like, hey, that's the road. So there you go. The trail comes back to the road for the Porcupine Lake Wilderness Trailhead at the 7.9 mile mark. So there are a couple of parking areas just to the east of this trailhead that have spur trails to the North Country Trail, which is within the Porcupine Lake Wilderness. So no trails are marked in the wilderness, keep that in mind, and you'll have to ford any stream crossings, which you will have. There is also quite a lot of beaver activity in here, so be prepared to orienteer around these obstructions. A right turn on a spur trail in 0.2 miles will lead to the Two Lakes Campground about 0.5 mile from the trail. Another left turn on the spur trail awaits at 0.5 mile mark, which takes you back to Porcupine Lake Road. Another left on a spur trail at the northern tip of Porcupine Lake near 3 miles past this trailhead will take you back to Porcupine Lake Road. So, again, this wilderness area is surrounded by roads on all sides. It's a maze of trails. So if you end up on another trail, you'll have to figure out which road you ended up on and correct yourself by using these roads to get back to the North Country Trail. So it's happened to many intrepid hiker. Keep that in mind. So at 14.9 mile mark, you'll cross County Road D, and you'll notice your hike continues to get more rugged, more hilly, more steep, and noticeably rocky in places. You'll pass Davis Lake and cross Forest Road 1750, which is also known as Club Lake Road. Head east along head east past Long Mile Lookout, and continue up on higher ground with the occasional view. So that's kind of cool. A lot of times you don't get views in these national forests. At 19.2 miles, you cross Forest Road 378, which is also known as Wisco Road. Continue in a northeasterly trek to a stream crossing, and then hike easterly to cross Forest Road 202 Old Grade Road, and you'll be at the 20.9 mile mark at this point. This is an exceptionally scenic area, so keep that in mind. And to make it more special, you'll pass through the Swedish Settlement at about 1 mile from the road before crossing the Marengo River at 1.2 miles. Marengo River is a decent-sized river. It should have water in it most of the year. About 1/10 mile east of the river crossing is a trail shelter, so pretty cool segment to be in. You got water, you got a topography, you got some archaeology, you got a ski trail to get lost on, you have a wilderness area to get lost in, so pretty cool segment. So this forest, well, it continues to impress as you'll probably have the next several miles yourself and your thoughts. So this is a lightly used chunk of trail. So cross Forest Road 383, also known as Snake Trail Road, and you'll be at the 25.2 mile mark at this point. And then another forest road at Forest Road 493, which will be at 26.3 miles. And this is a little used forest road, and you'll take this And we'll take you up to the Beaver Lake Campground at the 28.4-mile mark. So look for a spur trail leading to the campground on your right, and that will end this segment for you. So again, this is could be a multi-day adventure for a lot of folks. I believe it took me 2 or 3 days to do. So yeah, keep that in mind. All right, so thank you again for joining us here on Tom's Trail Tales. And we will do this again as we finish out the Chequamegon Nicolet National Forest. And we'll be hiking in Copper Falls State Park. So join us again. And remember to click on the follow or subscribe button on whatever podcast format you're listening on. And as these get uploaded, you will automatically be notified. And I hope you find this useful. And, hey, there you go. Thanks for joining me. We'll see you again.